This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Is this the beginning of an interest rate climb?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. After the markets closed yesterday, the Federal Reserve raised the interest rate it charges banks for emergency loans. Now, the Fed made it clear that it's at least several months away from tightening credit for consumers and businesses. Even so, the Fed's move is reverberating through global financial markets today. Let's bring in Marketplace's Stephen Beard, live from London. Stephen, how are markets taking this?
The markets haven't bought the Fed's line that this increase in the discount rate is technical and has no bearing on the future general level of U.S. interest rates. So the dollar's moved higher on currency markets this morning, with investors betting that they're going to get a better rate of return on dollar deposits fairly soon. And conversely, there's been downward pressure on global stock and commodity prices. The message here seems to be that the phase of really, really cheap cash, which has buoyed up these markets, could be coming to an end.
And are there any signs that other central banks in the world would take similar steps?
Not yet, and certainly not here in Europe. This move by the Fed, in fact, has underlined the fact that the U.S. economy, with all its problems, is performing better than Europe as a whole. This was reflected in the currency markets this morning. As the dollar rose, the euro fell to a nine-month low against the greenback.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard, thank you.
Okay, Bill.
And let's check stocks now. European shares are mostly lower, but less than 0.5%. Asian shares fell harder today, as much as 2.5% in Hong Kong. And on Wall Street yesterday, the Dow rose 83 points, closing at 10,392. In Washington, the coming week could make or break healthcare reform. President Obama will host a bipartisan summit as he tries to revive legislation that is now stalled. Here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
The president will post a comprehensive reform plan online to kick off Thursday's summit.
I'm not sure what's going to be in it, and trust me, I've been trying to find out.
Ralph Neese is with the National Coalition on Healthcare Action Fund. He says lawmakers can find common ground, like preventing insurance companies from denying coverage due to pre-existing conditions.
I think it's a tremendous idea that there be a starting point for the Democrats, and I hope the Republicans are going to do the same thing.
Fat Chance says one Republican Senate aide, he says the GOP prefers to start over. But Newt Gingrich, who will blog about the summit on the Center for Health Transformation website, thinks Republicans should issue their own proposal.
Can they find out of the president's plan five or six things Republicans could vote for? And would the president be willing to bring up a bill that was the things they agree on rather than spend the time fighting over what they don't agree on?
But both Neese and Gingrich are skeptical the two parties will bury the hatchets. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Seriously, what could be better than this?
This is National Medical Marijuana Week, and to observe the week, federal officials have been busting shady distributors in states that condone therapeutic use. Reporter Cash Peters says if you want to open a legal medical marijuana clinic, you had better know the rules of the game.
Seriously, what could be better than this? Stoners running their own marijuana clinic. But according to Bruce Pelowen, he's the king of pot.
That's his nickname. It's happening a lot.
It's a fastest growing entrepreneurial business in America today. $14 billion in sales in California alone. T-shirts. One dispensary sells $6,000 in T-shirts with a marijuana leaf on it a month.
$6,000 a month. That's why you organize this convention, to train people to just say yes.
Yes, I'm thinking of opening a clinic myself.
You don't fear getting raided by the government?
Not really.
Well, maybe you should, because it's not paranoia. The feds really are out to get you, if you don't follow the rules. Bruce, though, thinks it's worth all the legal hassle because of what cannabis can do for sick people.
It does stop nausea. It does help MS. It expands your consciousness. You know, tune in, tune out, and drop out. You know, what was the Leary's phrase? Tune
See, if you didn't smoke pot, you'd remember that.
Exactly. There you go. Well, I don't smoke pot now. It just doesn't agree with me personally.
Ironically, the king of pot is allergic to pot. Anyway, the convention is basically a school for stoners. Contact high. For an admission price of $420, I know, they learn all they need to know to set up a clinic. Nancy Dunlap is a professional life coach. She sees a real opportunity here.
78% of the voting public would like to see cannabis legal.
So if I wanted to set up a pot clinic, say you've converted me now.
That's where all the red tape comes in, and that's why one of these expos is so important, because you have to know what you're getting into.
We could call ourselves Rebels, Inc.
Yeah, you know, there's...
And you could handle all the drug stuff, and I just meet and greet.
Well, there you go, then. That's perfect.
Or, if owning a pot clinic isn't for you, I can't imagine that, but if it isn't, you could even open a learning centre to teach people about marijuana. That's lucrative, too. Bill Carter used to be a cop.
I have advised my 28-year-old son that I think this is a good investment.
So you want him to open a pot clinic?
If that's what he wants to do.
But nobody grows up wanting to open a pot clinic.
Well, actually, Daddy is saying that's not such a bad idea.
Wow, I wish I had a daddy like that. In Los Angeles, I'm Cash Peters for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals, institutions, and advisors reach their long-term goals at Vanguard.com. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services.
You've been listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. I hope you can join us online. We have a brain teaser there for you. You can test your knowledge each day with the Daily Nugget. That's at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.